Yeah, AirPods. But terrible.
No, I don't have AirPods. I wish I had AirPods.
Come on, you're not trying to flex on them?
With dude, the I don't have money to buy AirPods. Like $200.
I ain't got money for that.
Boy.
My goal is to get AirPods eventually, though.
Your goal is for clout.
No, just for like, I'm not NAV. Dude, okay, hold up. I know a guy that's like NAV. Like, intentionally tries to, like, has his haircut dressed like NAV, and he has like...
Beast.
Yeah, exactly. Indian Hype Beast.
Christ.
And he listens to NAV, like, openly.
Oh, God. I couldn't imagine ever meeting somebody who's like an open NAV fan.
Yeah, like he is. I have never met an open NAV fan.
Exactly.
He's an Indian rapper from Toronto. They used to say that. Anyway.
He's not a bad singer.
He's just, okay. He's okay, a fucking but he's idiot. Just like, he's just like so generic.
He's such a fuckboy.
He's a fuckboy.
It's painful to watch.
I love seeing Indian fuckboys though.
He fucking.
But he's ugly.
Disobeyed his allergies just to give. Just to appease Drake.
Really, just say disobeyed for allergies.
Yeah, what's no?
Hey, I don't. I didn't like, know the word. Okay.
What's he?
The motherfucker ate some shit he was allergic to.
It's like peanuts or something.
Because he didn't want Drake to think he was allergic to pretzels.
Oh, pretzels.
What,
yeah.
This guy?
How the fuck are you allergic to pretzels? Like what type of is that?
Yeah, one. How are you allergic to pretzels? Two. If you're allergic to them, why are you eating them?
No, but like, pretzels is just like dough and like salt. Like, what part of pretzels are you allergic to? Like, it's not like it's a plant or some shit that grows out, like, in environment, like, nature. And, like, it's not like you're allergic to peanuts or, like...
Maybe it's, like, fucking
wheat?
Gluten.
I guess, but that wouldn't make you allergic to pretzels. That would just make you, like, allergic to fucking, like, wheat or gluten or something.
Everything.
You wouldn't say, I'm allergic to pretzels.
I don't know. Nav's dumb as shit. He said he was allergic to pretzels.
That's so fucking weird. I remember watching that, and I was like, what the fuck, Nav? Not all Indians are smart, believe it or not.
The American ones aren't, like, the ones that were Americanized.
Canadian Indians are not smart. They sent all the stupid Canadian, all the stupid Indians to Canada. I don't know, when I went to Canada, I'm not even joking, everyone looked like Nav.
That sounds terrible.
I think it's
why do people think why do people think Canada's so great? Just a bunch of Navs sounds
like
awful.
Like half okay, so where I'm from in Canada, where we still live in Canada, is like half Indian. I'm not half Indian, but there's a shit ton of Indians in Toronto. Like a shit ton. Like think about the amount of Mexicans there are at Central, okay? Now double that.
Okay.
And they're Indian instead. So yeah, there's a shit ton of Indians, like 40% or something.
Nice.
And half, as I said, with the Indian scale, statistically speaking, at least 10 of them will, 10% of them will look just like Nav. So you're talking about, if you got 5 million people, okay? And 2 million of them are Indian, okay? You're talking about 200,000 Navs in a given place.
This is probably the most racist math I've ever heard.
No, there's nothing racist about hating Nav.
I don't even hate Nav.
I don't hate Nav because he's Indian. I hate Nav because he's Nav.
I find Nav funny.
I don't
like a meme.
Hate him. I think he's just a dumbass.
It's just a meme, honestly, at this point. Just Nav existing. Like how he used to say that.
Like
Edward
he called fucking TMZ on himself, and then they didn't turn up and they didn't take any pictures of him at all. He got mad about it. Because they didn't give a shit. Like, he wore all his jewelry, all his most expensive shit out, and TMZ didn't give a fuck. He even called them to come take pictures of him, and they didn't.
That shit's so funny.
Yeah, people, this guy loves Nav, though. He got his haircut like Nav, and...
Oh, God.
Yeah, he has that Indian...
That's when it's okay to bully people.
Yeah. I would bully him.
I don't know, he's chill, I guess.
It's like, don't look up the Nav. Look up to anyone else. Just not Nav.
Yeah, like, literally anybody else.
Yeah, that was
pretty Jared funny, already so dead.
N-word and everyone got pissed.
I don't know, bro. Jared,
are you alive? Yeah, you're dead, mate.
Apex.
You gotta check on Jared, Austin.
He already blacked out.
Where Jared is.
I mean, he lost control of his body like 20 minutes
Jared's
ago.
Jared's gonna miss the final.
Shit. He might.
Austin, I think you have a job to do. You just have to wake him up tomorrow before his
That's
final.
That's not my job. That's not my job, son.
Yeah, it's not like they're rooming together or anything, so it's not like...
Yeah, I don't... I don't. That. A, I don't live with Jared.
Yeah.
And I mean, you're his friend, though.
Still not my job.
Michael, you're his friend.
I yeah. mean, but I'm him.
Yeah, Michael, drive
well,
down
on.
The Southern tonight. Wake
hold
him
on.
Up.
Yeah. Hold on. You saying that I am Jared's friend is a very big, big, big maybe.
Yeah, I don't think that's like
shit. Oh shit. Oh shit. Michael wants all the smoke.
Jared's busy watching YouTube videos. He doesn't give a fuck.
He forgot about us already. It's like last year.
Like last time.
Again.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like last year all over
dude,
again.
Guys, we're gonna go to the pool. Let's go, Jared.
Let's go to the pool.
Dude, we're going
literally every day for the summer.
Oh shit.
Nah, we're gonna force Jared to go to the pool. We're gonna teach David how to swim. Also. I have high hopes.
No, you're not.
I have high hopes. Let me have high hopes,
year.
David. Let me
huh?
have.
We failed the past five.
Let me we're gonna.
Yeah, I don't care.
Oh, no, I watched Meg today, and they had a racist scene of a black guy not knowing how to swim.
Dude, it's true, though. Black people do not know how to swim, though.
Did you watch the Meg? Why would you do that to yourself?
Yeah, why would
that's
you watch
like
that?
Being a Mavs fan.
I was bored. I said, fuck it, I'll watch it.
There's better shit on
HBO.
Scarface is on Netflix. What the fuck is wrong with you? Go watch that.
HBO.
Austin, you're a pussy.
Fuck you!
Ooh.
Yeah, dude, you're a bitch.
For the podcast.
Austin's gonna die, and the last words to you, Will, is fuck you.
What'd you say?
Can you live with yourself? With the last word to this dude is fuck you.
I'm dying.
Yeah. As long as he doesn't kill himself, I'm happy.
I've been dying for the past 2 years.
Oh, well, Omar doesn't want to
we'll
die.
We'll see about that one, Chief.
This kid's name is literally Flood.
Yeah.
What the hell? How did he get that name? Oh, it's a zero.
I don't know.
It's a zero and an O.
Dude, I played.
He's also a pussy.
Austin, you don't have the answers.
I played a game of Overwatch with someone.
I am not the All Father. I don't know what you want from me.
Dave, where are you at?
That dude only needs one more kill for 420 kills.
420.
He better get that one kill and then never play that legend again.
Yeah, that's what I'm gonna do. If I ever
that's
get
what
420
I did.
Kills,
you just keep playing as it, but you never get kills. You just flex what your kills.
I want to get 69 kills with Gibraltar just so I can leave it at 69. Wait, no, Gibraltar. I don't want to go fucking pit. Fuck that. Let's go.
Go Skull Town. Let's go Skull Town.
Okay.
So, Omar, what are your plans for the summer?
Die! No, I don't know.
Sucking dick.
Yeah, fucking, like... How's Ramadan going?
It's fine, it's fine.
Oh, that started? When?
Yeah,
it started today. Or yesterday.
It's fine.
Ramadan?
But, what was I gonna say? What was I gonna say, David? I'm gonna start dealing crack. That's my goal.
Oh,
that's a good plan.
We're gonna get crack into the
dealing like, crack.
Popular in Forsyth County.
We're gonna get into the frats.
Hell yeah. Very popular in Forsyth County.
We're gonna get. This is crack. Payback for the war on drugs.
Has
Ronald
the opioid
Reagan.
Epidemic hit here yet? Because I want to be a part of that.
Oh, you
no,
bitch!
Destroying
no,
the youth
Anthony,
of this area.
Anthony, we're gonna do payback
you
for the war on drugs.
Cunt.
Yeah, oh, absolutely.
Dude, I saw so in the window.
We're going
to fuck up these white kids with open...
No, legit, I low-key want to do that. Like, I low-key want to, like, start... I want to start crack... I want to make crack great again.
Okay,
looking for white people.
But this time we're going to do it to the
Big
white.
Big re.
Bring back the war on drugs. Round two.
Oh, bro,
no
the
ammo.
Kid sucks
fuck.
With a wingman.
Dude, I have no ammo.
If you're down, I'm definitely down to ruin. every family in this county.
No, I'm not. We're not going to start. We're going to do this in Athens. That's where the money is.
Oh, I thought you wanted to do it up
here. Oh, they're on the roof.
This summer is more for research and development.
Knock.
Okay.
Oh. Well, do you have
I'm still
heavy?
Down.
If I hypothetically have a plug, though, I might actually do this. Because I might actually
have
a plug.
You have your friends at Morehouse.
No, right here. I have a friend who went to Central.
Hold on.
Who?
Fuck.
If I really lobbied hard enough. Or if we pulled our money.
No! It wouldn't let me fucking.
You could buy some coke and then
cook
some crack.
Hey, Austin, you know why he died? Because you took my purple armor.
That's what did it.
David, on your freighter?
Dude.
No, he did.
I saw it in the window. I needed it.
All right, I got some shit.
I think I took it off. I always leave weed
on the field when I have weed. Jesus Christ, the fuck's going on in the background? Will.
Will has like 7 rooms.
I have
3. It's just we happen to all be in the living room.
Got you.
Yeah, I don't know. I just want to have a good summer. I haven't been in America.
That's good.
I haven't had an American since 2016. I've been in Morocco the last 2 summers.
Well, I mean, not much has happened in America since 2016, except for we have a dictator now.
Donald.
That's about it.
Donald. DT for P. 2020. 2020 DT for P. Let's go.
Are you gonna start to get Moroccans for Trump?
I'm gonna vote for Trump.
Get over here, Michael.
No, Omar, I will slit your throat.
Dude, why the fuck would I vote for Trump?
Why? You have no room to speak, Austin.
Yeah, honestly, Austin has no room to speak because
you're part of the problem.
He understands the mistakes.
Yes.
I was
uneducated.
I'm legitimately proud of Austin because, like, I feel like a lot of people that voted for Trump are just doubling down on Trump.
Yeah.
After
oh no,
this shit.
Austin,
I voted Trump.
Austin and Jared are actually.
Will,
like,
are you gonna vote for him again?
Smart.
Fuck no.
Realize.
But I'm not gonna vote Democratic.
No. Okay.
What if,
listen.
What if
okay.
Bernie?
It depends. It depends on who it is. Nah,
Bernie's an idiot. I won Bernie last time, but this time it's like he's old. Like, old.
Yeah,
old.
I know. I want to vote for Bernie.
That's
but
my only
problem. I would feel bad.
Bernie's
too
old.
I would feel bad
voting
for him.
Like, last time I was with it. Last time I was with it, but then, like, this time it's like, nah, he's a little too old.
Dude, Bernie's an idiot. Do not vote for Bernie.
Look, all he's trying to do is make America communist. Like,
that's literally all he's trying to do.
That's
yeah.
it. That's but like he's consistent with it though. That's the good, like that's what's good.
Nah,
like, he's
honestly,
consistent,
he's
we wanted
consistent
to
about
America
it. That's
communist.
What's good.
Honestly, Beto, he's not bad.
Guy Beto,
he's not
going. He's
that
chill. Yeah,
changed
he's
his
young.
Last name trying to be Spanish.
Beto or Rodriguez.
Not even
is that really
name.
What he did?
What no?
Yeah,
his like, name. His they call him Beto
over here.
They call him Beto.
I don't have a gun.
From,
hold on.
Because he's from El Paso, and El Paso.
I don't
like,
think they
the,
do either.
On the Mexican
okay,
border, it's so, like everybody
yeah,
there's Mexican.
Juarez.
So everyone's like everyone's
Pathfinder
like,
behind you.
Will. Hey, oh,
I'm
Roberto.
Someone coming up on you.
He's like, my name's Robert.
Got him.
He's like, Roberto.
Someone,
so
someone over here. Someone this way.
Just stuck with Roberto, and I guess Roberto's Beto. I don't know.
I don't.
Hello.
Hello.
I hope he's not dead yet.
Still alive.
Honestly, if Joe Biden wins the Democratic nomination, I don't know if I'd vote.
Joe Biden.
By what?
Time. Joe Biden.
It's a Pashmina.
Joe Biden.
Hey, Pashminas are cool. Fuck you.
Pashminas are dope as fuck. Right,
fuck is
Austin?
A Pashmina.
Yes.
It's my fucking
I have
cloak,
one.
Bro.
Oh,
Austin,
shit.
Do you go to do you go to rape shows?
Yes.
What the, dude, what the fuck? Bro. Look,
Will, I was literally at Excision. Didn't you
go?
I
know. Huh? What'd you say?
Didn't you go to Excision?
No, I did not.
Okay. I saw Chandler there.
Yeah, Chandler went there for literally like an
yeah,
hour.
Yeah, I know.
Did. Yeah, I know.
True. Tyler, the Creator album, I think next week.
Pass.
I like Tyler, the Creator. Fuck you, Anthony.
I like Tyler, the Creator, but...
His best, his first newest album since the Grinch movie that no one watched.
All right, let's go and get that son of a bitch.
You didn't know that?
What?
Wait, Jared, you didn't know that Tyler, the Creator did the Grinch soundtrack?
What? What? What the fuck? Why?
What do you mean, why?
Because he's Tyler, the Creator.
Because he's Tyler, the Creator.
It's perfect fit.
They were like, Grinch. Awkward black
what?
Dude. Yeah, he's
like,
notice.
Just make some weird ass music for the Grinch, and he's like, I got this.
Apex time. Oh, fuck.
I feel like Snapchat has devolved into just Will and Austin saying Apex at various times of the day.
And no one joining?
Apex.
Not even the ones asking, is George joining?
No!
I'm gonna say the N-word.
I'll get on the play and no one will be on it. Fucking idiot.
Who sent the carrots?
Come on.
Me? Who sent that? Who sent that?
Get out fucking play!
That shit, bud.
Who sent what, Jared?
I'm so fucking ugly.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Look at these baby geese. Look at those baby geese I saw today.
I'm so fucking
Look at those baby geese.
Yeah, I saw the baby geese. They're cute.
They're so fucking...
Dude, yeah, Jared. What is your obsession with baby geese?
Jared's pissy drunk right now.
But adult geese are fucking terrible, though.
Dude, they're assholes. Jared, it shouldn't matter if they're cute. They grow up to be assholes, bro.
They're already assholes.
Yeah, that's like saying Hitler as a baby was chill. Because he was cute.
Probably was.
Like nobody was. Like, you don't say that shit.
I don't know if he really wanted to be genocide at that point in life.
Hello?
Oh shit.
I don't
Microsoft
really know
is
how
not
good
about
I'm
to let us
this
have
game.
Fun in this
game. I'm playing Wraith. Get fucked.
What are you talking about?
Did the party not crash for everyone?
No.
It's
all fine.
Oh. For me, everyone just started connecting. I was like, God.
Imagine having worse connection than Austin.
Anthony just
imagine being the same imagine being on the same internet connection with someone that's having problems and you're not.
Anthony just walked into Michael's room and just unplug his Xbox.
I'm gonna just throw Michael's Xbox out the window.
No.
I get
imagine being a rapist.
I mean, no.
Austin will not laughing.
No, I was laughing.
Everyone here has seen Endgame, right?
I'm just joking. No, I haven't seen it. I'm watching it Friday.
You don't know anything that happens.
No, I know pretty much like 90% of what happens. But
okay. What do you know?
I can't say that because my roommate's here and he hasn't seen it yet.
So?
Give me a hint.
TS.
This
isn't gonna work.
TS. Just think of the fucking TS.
How about this?
Tony Stark.
Howard Potts. Do you understand this?
Oh, carts. I thought you were saying cars. Carts. Yes. TS. I know exactly what you're saying.
I see his. I'll be back. Play that.
Everywhere I go, I see his face.
TS is no
Jared, please.
Oh yeah, I forgot. The new Spider-Man trailer came out today, and they straight up said, "Don't watch it."
Don't watch it for spoiler if you haven't seen Endgame. I'm watching it. I'm going opening night for it.
That looks
gonna
good.
Be good. I love the Homecoming. Homecoming was really good.
I'm going opening night with one of my friends. So also, if y'all are in town, then come.
I think
when does it come
out?
La-di-da-di-da.
It comes out
June,
end of
right?
June. It's like June 28th or something.
I'll
be in North Carolina by that.
No, it's June 2nd.
Is it really June
2nd? I'll still be in North Carolina.
Oh, it's July 2nd. No, it's July 2nd. I just Googled it.
It's July 2nd? I wrote off the wrong day for work then.
Yeah, July 2nd.
Well, it should have been July 4th.
It is July 2nd. I just read it wrong. I'm stupid as fuck.
Yeah, I feel like June and July are like the same month sometimes.
Dude, they are. It's just summer. It's summer. The month is summer.
No, the month of summer is May. No, it's actually April through like September.
No, April's not fucking summer.
No.
We're dropping
what
supply
the fuck?
June and July
How
are
the
summer.
Hell is April
August
summer?
Is hell on earth. And then everything past that is just
April
whatever.
I mean, Omar, do you work outside?
What?
Do you work?
Yeah, but it's still cold in the morning in April, though.
August is just hell. Like
April is still cool outside.
Not really.
Whoa.
It's still hot as fuck.
No, April's like... In the morning, it was like 35
well,
like a month ago.
I'm dipping. I'm
race
dipping.
Time.
Jared, get me. Oh.
No, you gotta dip. You gotta dip. You gotta
I'm
dip.
Dipping.
Dip.
I'm dipping.
Just dip.
I'm dipping.
Dipping.
Get
are
me.
You dipping?
Get me.
Where are you?
I'm right behind you.
Oh, shit. Okay, I got you, my brother. I need semen. Brother.
My last final is at fucking 7 p.m. tomorrow.
That's what take your
lumps. Let's go in here.
I think it's bullshit.
Where does help you grow as a person?
I've had literally finals. I've had four finals: Friday, Monday, today, and fucking bullshit. People were done like Friday, like moving out.
I was done Tuesday.
Today's Tuesday. So last Tuesday.
I was done last Tuesday.
You only have like one class though, right? Two classes?
Yeah.
Did you have a final
I'm
for it?
I'm so fucking drunk.
Yeah. So my final for that class was worth 70% of my grade. And, and so, no, it was actually great, Omar, because every other test I took in that class were like D's. And then I got a 94 on the final.
So you got an A in the class?
No, I think I still got a B. I think he said there's no way in hell I'm giving this guy an A.
That's bullshit though. That if you I can't fucking speak right now. That's bullshit that you have a 70% final though.
Well, it's 70% to help you. It's 30% if it hurts you. It's one of those stupid finals.
I've never had something like that before.
I've had. It's like I don't know. In every one of my higher level math classes, it's been like that almost, except for like Calc 1.
I guess that's math. But Calc 1's not.
Dugas.
It technically is. Technically, because people don't have to
cocaine.
Take
cocaine.
Oh, yeah, I guess you're right. People don't take
cocaine.
People might be here.
Cocaine.
Well, yeah, Georgia Tech's a fucking engineering school.
No, even if you're not majoring in engineering,
it's just like that school in general. They're just like,
I'm majoring in.
You know
what
you're getting into.
Like at Georgia Tech, you have to take computer science. You have to take chemistry, take physics.
Where's Marco? Tell Marco I'm majoring in his mom's pussy.
Well, everybody has to take right, at least one I'll science class.
Yeah, I know, but they
everyone
they
has
take
to take a turn
science.
On Marco's mom's pussy.
I remember one time there was like an offhand reference about Marco's mom, like right after she got married. About like the dude that she's stacking or some shit, you got really pissed off at me.
Yeah, that
today,
was funny.
Today I was playing Left 4 Dead with Marco, and I was like, "Your mom's got a little bit of England in her, if you know what I mean." Because her boyfriend is English. And he was like, "Your dad's got a little bit of prostate in him," and I was like,
Jesus
"or
Christ,
prostate cancer
fuck,
in him,"
Marco?
And I was like, "That's false. He's cured."
That's false. He's cured.
I mean, whatever you call it, it's not bad.
It's on remission.
Yeah,
that's
remission.
What they call it, remission.
He's
yeah.
fine. I mean, you know.
I don't know. For Marco, still... Marco always shits on Michael's mom, but like he's pretty sensitive if you talk about his own mom, which is like.
Well, yeah, no shit.
Well, no, but like, I don't know. If you talk, if you're gonna talk shit, you
if you dish it out,
have you not spoken? Have you not ever?
That's just how Marco works. No, I know how Marco works. I know how fucking Marco works. I'm just saying, as an overall like statement, just that it's interesting.
It's so easy to get in Marco's feelings. Like, I do it daily.
You could just say like Saints Row 4 is a good game or some shit, and it'd be just like me.
Or you just take him to play Apex or like literally any game and he'll freak the fuck out.
Just fuck
yeah, PUBG.
Just talk to him
PUBG with Marco
and then counter
so
everything he ever everything he talks about, and he'll just hate you and get really offended.
Honestly though, Saints Row 4 is actually not even that bad.
Yeah, I hate how it's like basically Saints Row 3.2, you know?
I enjoyed it.
It's just DLC.
But to be fair, yeah. Saints Row 4 was the first Saints Row I played, so like...
Yeah, well, fair enough.
The reason why Marco doesn't like it is because he played...
And everyone else hates it, but it's the first one he played.
I don't know, I like Dead Space 3.
I've never
what? Dead Space 3 received many like reviews, and many people hate
it. Did you guys say Dead Space 3?
I've been trying to get Michael to finish Dead Space 3 with me for a while.
We've played it twice, and you have yet to ask me again to play it.
Very bad at confrontation.
Trying to organize something with David is fucking impossible. I'll tell you that right now.
You have to take the initiative.
I leave David's own fun in his own hands.
Don't do that. It doesn't work out.
It sounds like you're basically telling David to grab a hold of his dick.
What? What?
I mean...
Dude.
What the fuck kind of analogy is that?
That's a very weird analogy.
He's pissy drunk.
Jared, I want to see Jared drunk.
I mean, you're talking to him.
Dude, no, like in person.
Yeah.
No, like in person.
We'll have evidence
in
the future.
I feel like if I was with Jared drunk, he would just start grabbing me and like throwing me around.
Probably.
Yeah, probably.
Like,
Jared's really rapey when he's drunk.
Just thinking about it.
Oh god.
I'm rapey.
You got a finger stuck somewhere.
No, I don't think... Jared, go drive right now.
No!
Pay $10.
Where would I go?
Give me $10 to die.
David, you're recording this, aren't you?
Yeah, this is episode 9.
Where would I go?
Where would you go? Go to Waffle House.
I don't want Waffle House right now.
And go study for your final.
I don't have a final tomorrow. I just have to fucking show up.
Wait, how do you... What? How do you not have a final and then you gotta show up, though? It makes no sense.
It's the just final because is the teacher's gay.
It's an attendance final.
People have
those? It's
just those?
Like... Well, the final was like a group project, but we have to go to like listen to everybody's group project, and it's just like, I don't fucking care.
Wait, guys, Frozen 2 is coming out this year.
Ah, there's people here, Will. Will, there's people.
Wait, also,
and
were
you excited for Frozen 2?
No, there's a Bob's Burger movie coming out next year. There's a
hey, there's teammates over there.
There's a live action.
Okay,
okay. That's actually gonna
I'll go. Oh shit.
There's an Indiana Jones movie coming out. Also,
wait,
Avatar. Wait, Avatar 2 has got.
Why would they do
again.
Get him? Get him! Get him!
Avatar
nice,
2
nice,
got delayed
nice.
Again.
Oh, did you see they announced a new trilogy of Star Wars coming out in like 2021?
Oh god!
Yeah, that's what I'm looking at. It's Star Wars.
That's just good.
Where does it start?
That reminds me. I still need to play the fucking Battlefront 2 game that Steven bought.
It's not worth it.
It's already.
It's alright.
You should. You should probably just... It would probably be more beneficial if you just blew your brains out. Or wait, are we talking about the classic Battlefront 2?
No,
I hear
bought, like,
it's
the
new
shitty one.
Okay,
but
no,
the,
yeah.
Everything I've heard about it says that the issue is pretty
another
much straight down
one.
The first
another
month, and then
people,
since people
bro.
Stop talking about it, and then it just... It's just... Oh, the lingering memory is still there that it's mediocre.
No,
but now
it's
just saying that's mediocre.
There's not a lot of content, though.
Yeah, but if it's $7.50, I think it's fine.
I mean, I'd really pay shit for it.
Yeah, so you'll probably have like $7.50 worth of fun,
three!
Or free amounts of fun with it.
I don't know. Endgame was like $7.50. That was pretty good. I don't think you're gonna have that much fun with it.
Wait, $7.50?
That's a special case.
What?
We're talking about Steven bought Battlefront 2, the new one, for $7.50 because it was on sale. And so I'm saying that Omar mentioned content as a limiting factor for fun in that game. And I said that I think it might be $750 worth of fun.
Oh, I mean, I got the game free with my Xbox and I didn't even, I mean, my PS4 and I didn't even fucking play it. I mean,
yeah.
It's just like,
it's all right.
I mean, it's probably just because I don't have friends to play with on PS4. Like, I'm sure if I got it on the Xbox and I had someone to play with, I would play it. But like,
Blizzard,
as it stands, I have no reason to play it.
So it fucked up so
anybody.
Bad.
Like the first one was like after like everything came out, it shit, it was fun. But
yeah,
then
it wasn't that bad. But like, but it just could have been so like, much more. You know. Like, that's basically the feeling I got from it, was like, that it could have been more.
They could have put more effort into it, like, they didn't give a shit.
Yeah,
I
mean,
have
that's
you
what
seen
I'm
Battlefield
saying.
5?
Yeah, it's pretty goofy.
Yeah, Battlefield 5 is
great. They still only have, 8 maps, is
but,
it?
But Firestorm. Firestorm is in it now.
So I played that. I played Firestorm. It's not horrible.
I heard it's ass.
Yeah, but Apex is free and much better.
Yes, yes, yes.
Yeah, it's like
and
when
Fortnite
it comes
is free
down to it, like you literally can't compete with Fortnite and Apex because they're free and they're
Dude,
really really good.
I haven't touched Apex. Not Apex. I haven't touched Fortnite in like 6 months. Whatever happened to
it? It's fucking wild.
Dude, Fortnite's learning curve is way too high now. Like,
yeah,
literally, you have to be good at building or else you're not gonna win a game.
Yeah, I'm gonna eat it.
Yes.
Yeah, no. Fortnite's fucking crazy now.
Like, dude, I literally saw an Instagram video of like the Fortnite play, and they were literally both building like fortresses in like under 10 seconds, and I was like, this doesn't even look fun.
Yeah, no, it's fucking crazy.
Like,
it's not
that's
even like trying to play.
I think the only people
the Avengers
Fortnite
game mode was fun
because like,
it was different.
Been playing it since day one, you know.
Yeah.
At least
it's
wild to think that at one point it was gonna be this like PvE game, like, you know what I mean?
Sleep.
It wasn't that bad.
And
it was enjoyable.
They
enough. It was
just
complicated as well.
Until they deleted everyone's progress.
That too.
And then, it's so weird to think that this like phenomenon was just like this tacked on game mode. They're like, fuck it.
Yeah, they just completely exactly copied PUBG, but just third person and a different art style, pretty much.
I'm gonna go to the bathroom. Really
they just
quick.
Slapped. They just slapped up a battle royale onto their own game.
Yeah.
They made it like 3 months. Which is fucking insane.
And now Epic has money forever.
Epic has always had money because they own the fucking Unreal Engine, which every other fucking game uses.
No, yeah, but
no, Epic got,
that Fortnite money is different.
That's what I was saying. Like, half of
it's
Epic
true.
Got bought by the Chinese. That was not that. That was like a year ago.
No, it was 40% of Epic got bought by the Chinese.
Yeah, that was probably because of Fortnite. That's what I'm saying. Damn. CEO of Epic, the founder of Epic is $7 million. He's a CEO, yeah, sweetie. This is a... David, you need to fill this like gap right here with some sort of music during the podcast. Because there's like, someone talking.
Yeah.
I think
on that.
No, there's a thing that automatically cuts out silence that I can do in Audacity. It's pretty convenient. I just have the timer right so it doesn't cut out too much of the quiet stuff. But yeah, it works out pretty well. I also have to... I'll probably mute everyone at some point and do an intro. Or just let it go straight in. I'm probably lazy. Like.
Fuck it.
Doesn't matter.
None of this matters.
Are you going to refer that entire time?
Doing a lot of stuff. So what is everyone else doing for the summer?
Moving.
No fucking clue.
Student orientation for fucking
Michael,
like second
when
time.
When are you moving to UNC or to not UNC, to North Carolina?
My lease expires on June 1st.
Damn. Have you always lived in Georgia?
Yes.
You gonna miss it?
No. I absolutely hate Georgia.
I feel like North Carolina is Georgia 2.0.
It's just pretty
like
much.
More, it's just like more North Georgia, like, honestly.
Legitimately,
it's gonna be the same.
People in North Carolina can drive better than people in
Georgia.
Dude, and
people
that's
in Georgia drive
why.
Pretty decently, honestly.
Omar, I have been in 3 accidents in the past year, and 2 of them were
yeah.
my fault.
Yeah, because oh, the you when you fell
yeah,
off
the
cliff,
the big
that
one
was your fault.
That was one. I said three out
no,
of two,
Omar, he
two
got
out of three
one.
Words.
I
had
know,
two
I
other
fucking,
ones.
I know, I'm fucking with him. No, but people in
was,
Florida drive way
I was rear-ended on 20, and then someone rolled into me on 20.
Oh, Michael, no, you're forgetting about the other one where you crash into someone.
Mm-hmm.
That's not a year ago. That was 3 years ago.
Okay. That's still, shit. You still crash.
I said
3 in 1 year. I didn't say 4 in 3 years.
Drew's batting average is still
yeah.
like 50%.
Let's forget about the one where I rear-ended someone. That doesn't count.
Michael, my parents have lived in Georgia for the last 12 years, and none of them have ever gotten any sort of accident whatsoever.
They're probably the reason why
yeah.
accident.
Like, my dad got in an accident recently, but he has one eye. So it's kind of, like, it's kind of inevitable.
Three.
Jared, what are your plans for the summer?
I don't know. Work.
Three.
Austin. School.
Mm-hmm.
What up? What up?
We're teaching you how to swim, David. It's a must. It's gonna happen.
You're funny.
You're gonna learn.
No, David, you're gonna fucking drown one day. Hmm? And you're like, damn, I wish Omar fucking taught me how to swim.
No.
Don't be like, damn, finally, I'm fucking drowning. Yeah, get out of here.
I'm
talking
dead.
To.
Actually, no, drowning is a terrible way to die. Honestly.
Yeah. Living is
drowning would probably
live.
Be the worst
Zanboy
way to die.
420.
I don't know. I feel like being eaten alive is probably worse.
Zanboy 420.
Well, it depends on how you're eating. If you're eating head first, it's
nice.
Not bad. But if someone eats you feet first, that's probably, like, terrible.
Or, like, what about, like, burning in a bath of acid and shit like that?
That's worse. That's getting worse. Being caught on fire, probably worse.
Well, but the thing about fire, though, I'm trying to think. Someone said this. It was, like, the thing about fire was that it, like, burns through all your nerves so you don't even feel it anymore or something like that. It's really weird. So you're just, like, on fire, but you can't really feel it.
Perhaps.
You test it out sometime.
I mean,
yeah.
You want to get caught on fire?
I won't mind. I just want to feel something.
You feel the water, David, when you swim.
Funny.
Oh, I'm jump master? Okay.
You swim though, David. It's really fun.
I'll pass. People have tried to teach me to swim since, like, middle school, and it's just never happened.
Yeah,
no,
we'll get
him to swim. We'll let him learn how, though. No, we're going to let David learn how to swim. We're not going to teach him. He'll just learn.
I won't.
Hey, David, let's go put you on a boat really quick. Just sail out somewhere.
He's just going to sink. And
we'll
put
David on
he's just going to sink.
Yeah, it's not like you can just learn. You can't just learn how to swim like when you're drowning. That's not how it works.
He's
going to
fight it. He's just going to kind of
I mean, that's how
himself.
I learned.
There's a guy in this house.
I was just thrown into a pool and said learn.
Can we turn David in for war crimes?
Well, first he has to commit war crimes.
I think
give me
like
a second.
The fucking Olympics are enough of a war crime.
You know, you're right.
That?
No.
We never played the game.
I feel like if you subjugated enemy like combatants to the fucking Olympics, it would be considered a war crime.
Roar theme song.
Because it would be like 2 years of trying to get GTA Online to work, and they'd be like, this is awful. Like, he's broken so many rules of the Geneva Convention, like, throw him away. death penalty.
Or how about having Michael participate in what was that fucking like corkscrew thing? Me not finishing and then not getting any fucking money for it while you guys got like $100,000.
No, we didn't get any money for it either.
No, you guys got like it was at least $2,000.
Are you gonna tell me how much money I got? I remember that shit. I got like $10,000.
I got like $500.
Can we commit or can we like indict Rockstar with war crimes?
Probably. I mean, you could probably find what they've done to their employees alone.
No, Will. No, Jared. No.
Yes.
Jared, I literally need 150 damage with Wraith.
Too bad.
No, 120. I need 120 damage with Wraith. Please.
Too bad.
Next game.
Too bad.
Michael, when are you leaving again?
To North Carolina?
This is a pretty cancerous squad.
By June 1st.
Hey.
Between May 28th and June 1st.
Honestly, we need to... squad, it's not that bad. If we can win with Gibby, Caustic, and Mirage, we can win with anybody.
We need to get together as a group one more time.
So I mean, Pathfinder and Wraith are D&D. Best.
And then kill Michael. Before he can leave.
Yeah.
Holy lag.
That's the plan.
I'm gonna crash the Mustang one more time. It'll be the final time.
I'm gonna crash his Mustang.
No, he won't make it out of this one.
There's a fuck ton of people coming here.
Anthony.
Yeah.
Michael's gonna crash his Mustang on the way up to North Carolina. And then...
You fuck.
I'd be so pissed off.
Have no car.
I'd be so pissed off.
I have to get a Greyhound bus up to North Carolina.
This is so sad. Can we rate Michael?
No.
I mean, like, I'll leave the key out if you want to.
Wait, what did you just say? God what did you say, Jared?
Thick. Jared wants to rate me.
Dude. God damn, he's thick.
So now we know when Jared gets drunk, he gets very rapey. Okay, good to know. I know, you were right on with that, David.
It is facts. It's happened to Michael. Before then, Michael didn't really believe it. Because it wasn't about him.
What?
That Mike and Jared was getting a little rapey. But now that you've been brought in,
you're scared. I'm gonna rape you.
Yeah.
It's all funny when
well,
it was
I did.
That
I didn't rape. Hear any of it when David said it. But now, yeah. Oh. Well, what the fuck is this?
You get it? You understand?
Hey, I'm gonna rape you.
I'm the hide.
Wait,
rape
who's
all Otis.
Wait, rape them Otis, yeah.
Just rape them Otis.
That was simply a prophecy.
Who knew all along Jared was actually the rapist?
All along.
Everyone. Me.
Okay. Yeah, Austin raped the girl. Jared raped the girl.
Yo, false.
Oh, fuck!
Austin's like, false.
Please stop.
Where did they come from? Narrative.
I don't know.
They were literally just sitting there.
That's what I'm saying. They're going around, they're...
Holy lag. I'm too drunk for this shit.
I'm too drunk for this shit.
Jared. Jared, I have an important question. If a girl weighed over 200 pounds, would you shoot her with an elephant rifle?
Yeah. Yes, of course. What kind of fucking question is that? I weigh over 200 pounds. Does that mean I have to shoot myself with an elephant rifle?
You're not a girl. It's okay. Because I saw this tweet, and it's an old tweet. But it's like, you're allowed to spray a man with a raid if he's under 5'11". And then someone responded, does this mean we can use elephant rifles on girls more than 200 pounds?
Damn.
Could you imagine this? You walk around a fucking college campus with an elephant rifle and just start shooting.
I mean, isn't that what happened?
Fat chicks.
Yeah.
I don't think he was specifically aiming for fat chicks.
Anyone?
Would that be, if you were killing people because they were fat, would that be considered a serial killer?
It's like the DC sniper.
Yes.
Michael,
yes, it
was.
That DC sniper.
Yeah,
yes, sir.
I got
you. Stop killing fat people.
There was a Family Guy episode about that.
Fuck you.
Wait, Peter kill himself with a fucking gun or something?
Fuck you.
Austin's like, I'm fat. Don't do that.
Damn, Jared.
You're a bitch.
You know I had to do it to him.
Fuck you,
okay,
Austin.
Okay. My next choice was Pathfinder. Fuck you guys.
Who's got the baby?
Who's got the anime going on in the background?
What the, Omar.
It's Omar's roommate,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, my roommate.
Omar, before you move out, please fight your roommate.
I'm
please.
Not hating at all.
For everything
roommate.
That's happened this semester, these two semesters.
Call him,
please
saying,
call
him
an anime
fan. Am I not allowed to tell them that you're watching anime?
Ask him what show he's watching.
He's embarrassed.
What are you watching?
I'm very curious.
Suck his
what
dick.
Are you watching? He's definitely watching some bullshit.
Suck his dick.
He's watching Gintama.
Suck his dick.
Yeah.
That's a good show.
Omar.
What?
Will,
suck his dick.
Hell no. Hell no.
Where?
Hell no.
You've
no.
seen it.
You've already
You've
seen
his dick.
I've seen it like more than once.
Happen again?
I mean, at this point, you might as well just suck it.
No, I don't have any money. I don't have
Austin,
any money.
Austin, do you have any money?
I don't have any money.
I am going where my marker is. If any of y'all go there, I will
Thanos
go there.
Time.
Maybe.
Thanos time.
Michael, if you come back to me, we can make another 6 superconductors.
Okay. Austin, I hate you.
Wait, so David, when are you going back in Athens?
Come again?
When are you going back to Athens to pick up your shit?
Not this Friday, but the next one.
Mm-hmm.
Whoa, people!
That's cool.
Yeah, I'm also lagging like fuck, dude.
Damn.
Turning right, 20
well,
in
fuck
2 weeks.
Fuck this guy, let's go kill these people.
Damn.
You guys wanna do
only
something?
20?
Only 20?
Only 20.
Dude,
let's
honestly,
get
I'm fucking young
drunk.
As shit. I'm still 18, dude.
Let's get David pissy drunk.
That kinda blows my mind how young I am.
He's on me, Will.
I know you're
fuck
a little back. Jared.
What the fuck?
Jared.
There's no way Jared's fucking snoring that loudly.
No, he's just doing that fake Jared snore that he does
yeah,
sometimes.
I know. No, but Jared would actually snore sometimes, though. Like, he would sleep in Bramlett's class, and he would actually start snoring.
I would not sleep in Bramlett's class.
You fell asleep, like, once or twice. You would there's no way you did not sleep at one point.
Everyone fell asleep in that
class. Everyone fell asleep in those classes, dude. During those fucking Apollo movies? Hell yeah, everyone slept.
When you've watched the Apollo series for the fifth time.
Yeah, that was fucking, oh my god.
You kind of just fall asleep. Because it's either that, or you kill yourself or everyone in the class.
Works and works.
Did I really snore?
I remember
please look at McLovin's gay ass video he just sent.
Oh no, I saw it. Looks fucking right in there.
Also, you could.
Dude, he looks so.
Wait, why was McLovin in that?
What the hell?
I wish I could replay it. Fuck.
What the hell is that face that he made? That's funny as hell.
Looking like a bit.
McLovin's an icon.
Jared, ready up.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Bro, hey, no cap, I'd fuck the piss out of Wo Vicky.
No.
Wait, what?
No.
Meredith went to high school with Wo Vicky.
Really?
Like, she knew her. Yeah, she fucking knew her. Like, when...
That's so good.
She went to fucking
when
Meredith
when she was white?
High. Yeah.
She's...
Did you just ask if she's white?
No, he said when she was white.
He said when she was white.
Okay, yeah, no. Yeah. I mean, she's like, nah, but no cap.
I would
like full block now.
No cap.
Brains out of WoW, Vicky, dude.
Honestly,
you're wrong.
You're wrong. You just gotta like cover the mouth.
I don't think so.
I don't want to hear what's gonna come out. Bro,
she flat. Did you see the video of her doing squats? She looked like a fucking tarantula, bro.
I haven't. I don't follow her.
I don't even know who the hell you are.
No, it just showed up. Okay, listen.
You're lucky.
It showed up on like Snapchat. Don't look her up. Like videos, you know.
Oh yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Bro,
like when you press
Snapchat,
why is this shit lagging so bad?
You want to know about what Lil Nas X buys when he's shopping, but you end up fucking getting a video about like Wolf Vicky sucking some dude off in a helicopter or some shit.
Dirty, don't master.
Also, what has Meredith said about Wolf Vicky?
Like she was just a crazy bitch. Like, also that like it's definitely all an act.
Oh like, yeah, her dad's also like rich too. He's like a real estate dude.
This lag is so AIDS.
It's time to go see Shrek 5.
That's coming out next year.
I can't wait.
What?
Can't wait.
What
the fuck?
How is Lil Vicky only 19 years old?
Dude, that's what I'm saying. She's legal. I would fuck the brains out of her.
Dude, she's like my age. She's literally like in my grade. Like if she graduated high school.
No, she's older than you.
No, but like it says her birthday is March 7th, 2000. That's like.
I'm punching the shit out of these dudes.
All right. Like, we'll specify that she was legal.
That's class of 2018, though. Is what I'm saying.
Very well move.
It's over here.
Hold up.
Nice.
No, never mind.
There's a Pathfinder around here somewhere.
I killed him.
Okay,
it's
nice.
Just an
But I don't think I'd fuck Wolf Vicky.
Oh, that was a different squad.
Do you think she sounds stupid as shit when you fuck her, or does she? Like...
Oh yeah, yes. Hell yeah. There's no way she wouldn't, because that's all she knows at this point.
Oh, I found the teammates.
So David, wet and sorry about it. So tell me about this planet.
Austin.
It's a.
I'm coming.
It's a wet planet.
I don't have any weapons.
Was mad
the Bangalore,
because
the
there's
Bangalore
this old water.
Watching the door that I went in.
How
so
is
he needed that. It's really How convenient
mad.
When I was looking for.
Oh, there's two of them.
I knocked one.
Jump in. He's going to this one. Also,
Remember the time Drake got AIDS?
I just want to rephrase that.
No.
Hell yeah, fucking right.
The blind Degrassi?
Remember when Drake was a cripple?
What?
I don't think no one would have known about Degrassi if it wasn't for Drake, like, to be honest.
That's absolutely not true.
That is definitely true.
Why
it's
was
a
Degrassi.
No, really that shit was on all the time.
Wait, what'd you say, Anthony?
That shit was on all the time.
I'd never heard Degrassi before Drake.
Wait, why is Drake in Degrassi?
Because he was an actor.
It was because Drake was just in Degrassi.
Wait, so you're telling me that you watched Degrassi before Drake was a thing?
I knew what the grass he was before. I knew who Drake was by years.
I didn't watch it like every episode, but
I know what you mean. You've heard it, but you've watched it.
I've watched it. It was on fucking Nick all the time.
I don't know.
Like, what
is
Degrassi?
That shit was on like.
What is Degrassi?
Y'all are watching some. I don't know if y'all are watching the same fucking Nickelodeon I was watching.
It was on weird hours. It was on like at really late at night.
No, that's.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
what is Degrassi?
A show.
Fuck up, Jared. Jared's just fucking been repeating that since.
Dave, this is Atlas Degrassi. Station. 523.
Like, what's Degrassi? What's Degrassi?
That's fine.
What's Degrassi?
What's Degrassi?
6ix9ine's girlfriend.
Well, can somebody please explain
What we fucking explained it 5 times, damn it. The fucking Canadian
Bruh, Drake was on. It's like one of those stupid drama shows about like high school. It's stupid.
Okay. That's the answer I was looking for, retards. Not fucking, it's Degrassi. That's not a fucking answer. That's like saying, what's your favorite color? It's rainbow. That's not an
it's
answer.
It's like Zoe 101.
What?
It's
no.
Like
that that's not how
it yeah, works. It was like Zoe 101.
Rainbow's not a fucking
okay.
color.
Zoe 101 was
but like, that's what
Degrassi
I'm saying.
Is... Zoe 101
was Zoe 101 wasn't that bad. Don't hate.
Actually,
no.
Actually,
Zoe 101.
No, I'm not saying it's bad.
I'm not hating on it.
It was.
I'm just saying
it's not a quality thing.
A similar show.
No, Zoe 101 was terrible.
Dude, Zoe 101 was very preteen. Degrassi went very 14, 15, 16 with their school shooting in like ace.
Yes. Yes.
iCarly. iCarly was lit, and so was motherfucking Wizards of Waverly Place.
Yeah, Wizards of Waverly Place was lit.
Good show.
I agree. I can't.
Yeah, that show's fine.
Drake the final, Josh, like, the final episode was lit. You mean Drake and Ja?
Josh.
Drake
and Ja. What are you talking about, Ja?
No,
what are you
Drake
talking
about,
Ja?
Drake and Ja?
Drake and Ja, yeah. Michael, Michael, did you not watch Drake and Ja?
Nah.
Michael, I'm as lost as you are.
David, you never heard of it. You never watched Drake and Ja?
I don't know this joke. I don't know, I'm very confused.
It's not a joke, it's literally called Drake and Jaw. Jaw say?
Where do you want to die?
I'm abandoned.
Jaw
says. Jaw is fucking dead, dude. It's not a joke, David.
Rest in peace, Jaw.
Rest in peace, Jaw.
Jaw's alive.
Yeah, Jaw's most definitely dead.
No, Jaw, the concept of Jaw is still alive forever, but Jaw...
The concept of Jaw? The concept of Jawism.
What the fuck is this?
I praise Lord Jaw.
The Jaw.
What the fuck is this?
I am praising Jaw.
Thank you, my dick, my pants. Thank you, my
dick, remember that time he said that?
Dude, I'm actually kind of sad he's dead, though. Like, not even lying.
Dude, I'm sad as fuck that he's dead.
Yeah.
Fuck. He made great music. Like,
he's probably the first ever celebrity that I actually legit felt bad that he died.
He was a celebrity?
Whoa.
I mean, Jaw transcends, I guess, being a celebrity.
Like, I wouldn't say celebrity.
Jaw is
I'd say more
Jaw,
of a god.
Bro.
Yeah, Jaw.
Like, god.
Jaw's a single.
Can I get a rip, Mac?
I just thought it was funny how
he
died.
Oh, we can get a rip, Mac.
Rip Mac.
Hit me hard, too, honestly.
Yeah, we got a rip Nipsey for sure.
Bro, hey, I'm not gonna lie. I'm not gonna cap at all. I definitely had no idea who Nipsey is before he died.
Yeah, same.
Honestly, it's kind of good, though, because, like... Because
I've been listening to Nipsey since, like, middle school, so that shit really hurt.
I used to listen to Nipsey, too. But, like my dad even, like, asked me about Nipsey Hussle, and he was like, yeah, that guy, like, he was, we were talking about, like, I don't know, Abraham Lincoln or some shit, he got shot, and he was like, yeah, just like that rapper, Nipsey Hussle. I was like, damn. And my dad's just, like, a brown dad.
He's with the culture.
He's with the culture, yeah. Nah, but,
with the culture.
Everybody knows about Nipsey now, though.
It's dope.
Just, I guess, kind of good.
It's good.
I kind of want money they made. To die for people to recognize.
Yeah, I know. It is sad.
But... Yeah, but at least people know. And he'll live on forever.
If we're continuing with the whole RIP theme, RIP August Ames.
August Ames died?
For real.
Yeah,
didn't know?
She killed herself.
She killed herself.
Yeah, what?
She fucking hung herself in a park.
What?
she
Will,
I shouldn't be laughing. I shouldn't be laughing, but what the fuck?
She did it because she got fucking people on Twitter started going in on her.
Yeah,
I guess.
She got bullied because she said that she didn't want to fuck a gay dude, and like. Everyone like came at her for it, and she was like, "What the fuck? I just don't want to fuck a gay dude. Leave me alone."
And then
she's
like,
herself.
"I'm gonna go hang myself in a park."
I
mean,
I didn't know it was in a park. I thought it was like in a park.
I don't know. I thought it was a park.
That's actually kind of fucked up, though. She's like weak as hell if she died because she got bit by a monkey. don't know.
She dabbed on him.
She dabbed
on him. Also, she was married.
Dude, I'm lagging so hard.
People have been here.
Yeah, August Am died in 2017. Holy shit.
No, I landed here.
We talked about this on episode 2.
We've talked about this plenty of times.
Yeah, I feel like Will.
Marco's brought it up a bunch.
David, are you recording the podcast right now?
Absolutely.
He's been recording
Jesus
this.
Jesus Christ, you've gotten so much shit.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah.
We've been going for like an hour right now.
We've talked about. Yeah, no, that's all here.
People?
That's all recorded.
Oh, shit, I'm coming.
Oh, no.
To Marco, who's the only person that listens to this shit.
The tweet was about,
Michael subscribed, actually.
The co-star she was gonna fuck?
Yeah, I actually subscribed.
Dude, I hit him for 76.
Michael, why would you do this to yourself?
I just did it just for Dave to feel better.
Appreciate it.
Good fucking shit.
I take what I can get.
No,
yeah, to Marco for the one listening, fuck you. Suck my dick.
Oh my god. The co-star.
He's not gonna listen to this one because he's not on it.
True. That egomania.
Marco's gonna get pissed. But no one gives a shit.
Fuck him.
Fuck you, Marco. We'll all say fuck. Everyone say fuck you, Marco, in 3, 2, 1. 3.
Fuck you, Marco.
Fuck you, Marco.
Fuck you, Marco. Fuck you, Marco.
I was really, really, really early.
Yeah, we really
messed it doesn't matter. The message is
clear. Organization is pretty common on the podcast.
August Ames, the guy she was gonna fuck in the video, was gay and wasn't even tested for any STDs, and that's what she was mad about.
Yeah, and then, and everybody was just like, no, you're just a fucking homophobic bitch.
Yeah, and she's bisexual, too, apparently.
And yeah, I've seen scenes of her.
I've watched enough of her.
I mean, I was unaware of August Ames' exploits prior to her untimely death. Huh? However, I understand her value on the internet community.
On the internet community?
Pay our respects.
A very hello of you, Omar.
Damn it!
Hello.
It's Ramadan.
Yeah, there's
dude.
One rapper I've
It's Ramadan, you gotta keep it halal.
The only person he follows on Instagram is August Ames, and he's just like, damn, Riff August Ames, I wish I could've hit.
Dude, there are people on Instagram that like post every day, like they just have a post where it's like RIP Jaw every day. It's just a picture of Jaw. Or they like have a
Rip
picture
jaw.
Of there's this basketball player called named Ben Simmons who's like really bad at 3-pointers. And like there's a Instagram it's got like 100,000 like, followers, and they just post every day a picture of Ben Simmons until he makes a 3-pointer.
I mean, I want to become a superhero.
It's been like 2 years now, actually, like since he made a 3-pointer. So it's just legit, like.
The fucking game is only he's posted a fucking thing about Nipsey like every day since he died, with like a fucking whole like paragraphs of shit.
He definitely fucked him. They definitely
which
were
is,
fucking.
Which is really weird because the game
really
the
fucked.
Game's a,
so bad.
The game's a blood and
what?
Nipsey's a crip. So like.
Can I host?
That doesn't mean anything.
I know it doesn't
Can
mean
you
anything,
host?
But like, I'm just saying.
Yeah.
From my perspective as a brown.
What's a blood? Yeah, we'll just leave.
I don't know. Gang.
Okay, Jared, leave.
I don't know. I'm not a gang member, but.
What's a crip?
We should. Crip is some type of British food.
That's a grape. And that's French.
And it's not British.
What's a Vago?
It's close enough. European.
How the hell do you not know what crepes are French?
Who the fuck are Vagos?
How do you not know how to pronounce crepes? Are called crepes?
Now, hold on. Real quick.
One is a gang from LA and the other is a very thin pancake.
Real quick. My roommate from freshman year of high school or college did try, like, he was in French classes and he would pretentiously say crep because that's how you're supposed to say it. Just so Michael's close, but he's also
there's,
a dick.
Yeah,
fuck
but
you,
crep and then crep.
He's also a dick. Like, fuck you, Michael.
Crep.
The reason why I said it like that was because Jared was saying crep like that, so I wanted to go based off of that.
Creep.
Yeah, but Jared's drunk as shit,
suck
though.
Suck on nigga dick.
You have no excuse.
Suck on the dick.
I do have an excuse. I'm fucking literate.
Lick on the ball.
Suck on this dick.
Guys, summer.
Suck on this dick.
Summer 2K19.
Alright, I've decided I'm playing as Gibraltar until I win as him.
We're gonna teach
because
Michael
if I win
to
as Gibraltar, I get two achievements.
Teach David how to swim.
You get two.
Both of those things are equally unlikely.
Dude, we're gonna get Michael with the fucking like phonics books.
Oh, what a
you have a month to. You have a month to teach Michael how to read.
Dude, we can get two for one. We can get R. Kelly to teach him how to read too.
Fucking shit.
We can get R. Kelly to pee on Michael.
We can get R. Kelly to pee on Michael while they both read fucking Cat in the Hat.
Didn't you just say you're gonna play as Gibraltar until you win a game?
Yeah, he's only gonna ever play as Gibraltar.
With him, yeah.
That's it.
Why did you choose Caustic? Oh, I thought you chose Caustic. Okay. For some reason, I thought you chose Caustic.
Dude, this is fucking terrible. You're gonna have the podcast, David, and you're just gonna hear fucking Gintama in the background.
That's fine.
Oh, the audio on this is going to be completely fucked.
It's terrible. With Will's background friends, too.
Yeah,
Jared's story.
Your roommate.
Well, the Apex stuff.
And then talking over each other.
Can we get... I forgot.
Dude, it's only 11:40. What the fuck? It's like 2 a.m.
Let's just kill Marco. Fuck it.
Let's all go. Let's all of us go to Scotland and kill him.
He's begging for death anyway.
Just Julius Caesar him.
Yeah, like fuck it. If there's like 9 of us, we just beat him to death.
We'll just
stab the shit out of him.
No, we don't even need a knife. We could just beat the shit out of him. There's 9 of us.
What you do is you mail a gun to Scotland to try to get past customs.
Your plan's already failed because now you're gonna go to jail forever.
No. You put the gun in Steven's ass. It'll go.
That's
through.
True.
Steven's the only one that would do that, and then.
He put a loaded gun.
Hopefully, it'll go off.
barrel and asshole. He accidentally clutches and pulls the trigger.
Nah, dude. Someone's gonna go. Steven somehow ends up fucking getting a fucking ass like with the gun, and then the guy's gonna just as soon as he goes, the fuck, Steven.
Can I get that shield battery?
And gets shot.
Yeah.
Well, so that'd be considered suicide if Steven accidentally like, fires a gun up his ass and kills himself.
Yeah,
that'd
be
a very interesting way that you're all gonna have to die then.
Damn, I'd be pissed.
I'm down.
I'd be pissed if I had to kill myself because Steven decided to shove a fucking fully loaded pistol in his ass.
Would you rather fuck Steven?
I would laugh
or
my
die.
Ass
I'd just kill me. Like,
hold
I don't want to fuck Steven.
Hold up. What situation is this? Fuck Steven?
Would you rather look at Steven's asshole or die?
Look at Steven's asshole? Steven has
you're exterminating bugs, and then you walk past his room and see his open asshole.
Dead ass, dude. Why was he laying on his bed like that?
It's Steven!
Because
dude,
he's a
freak. What do you expect?
He's a freaky fuck.
I like to imagine that.
No,
I like to imagine he was lying on his bed, and he was, like, spreading his ass cheeks, like, as much to present
that's
that.
What I imagined! No, dead ass, dude. Like,
because he's a freaking motherfucker.
Steven, no, I get that it's Steven, but why? Like,
just because he just wants to, and he's just like, I'm gonna show my asshole. I'm gonna present my asshole to this exterminator.
No.
Also, Steven's like really hairy too.
Remember that part in The Dark Knight
really
when fucking the Joker burns all that money and he's like, it's about sending a message. That's basically Steven.
That's basically Steven.
The only move Steven makes are power moves.
Such as, like, he would be
he
the kind of guy who would be in a hallway to get, like, away from a girl.
No,
he was
the kind
of guy to go poop on
his
dog.
He
read
in a
hallway in the house.
Some girl waved to him, but she was waving to someone behind Steven, and Steven waved back, and then screamed at the top of his lungs and sprinted out of the hallway.
Because yeah, they started like they started laughing at him, so he just fucking screamed and sprinted out.
Yeah. Which I don't believe, but he says he did it. No, dead ass.
But that's like that's not something you make up, though, to be honest.
Yeah, that's but it's also
that's
not
something Steven would make up.
That's something
we don't know what Steven's making up.
Would,
no one knows.
That's also
none of us
something
know
that
Steven
he would do.
No, the only one that knows Steven in real life is Michael.
I just don't see that as a thing Steven would do, considering he fucks.
We've seen him walk around the woods eating mushrooms, following cows.
His brain has gone to shit.
Steven didn't Steven fuck like a 15
he apparently
year old like
does.
A month ago, or something like that, like relatively recently.
I don't know if he did. He fuck a 15-year-old
I remember.
Recently?
What?
Delivered him.
Oh god.
Yeah, it was.
No, this was a thing. No, wait, no, this was a thing.
I don't know.
Hold
she was
on.
16 or 15.
Was she 15?
No. I don't think she was 15. I want to say I think she's either 17 or 16.
Okay, that's not
okay.
Really
either
better.
Way.
It's still not
yeah.
Just,
either
I mean,
way,
slightly,
it is.
It's
under
still legal in Florida.
But it's still fucked up.
We gotta go stop
yeah,
him.
It's pretty nasty.
It's
so
a
we have to kill
slope.
Mark out, and we have to kill Steven. Great.
I need a fucking
this
level
is getting
2
bigger.
Backpack.
Damn. We gotta kill Bramlett, too.
Steven could never leave Florida. Like, that's the only place he could... Like, he thrived there.
If Steven was in any other state, he would be arrested.
Yeah,
definitely.
Absolutely.
Definitely.
It's just Florida's so batshit crazy that...
Who do you think Florida Man is?
Steven.
It's just various forms of Steven.
The funny thing is, Steven isn't even that crazy for Florida.
Yeah, Steven's like normal.
That's pretty tame.
He's not normal, but like, Steven's tame. Yeah.
He's not normal, but it's pretty tame for Florida.
He just did enough edibles to the point where his penis doesn't work.
That was amazing. That was amazing. That was legit one of the funniest things I've ever heard.
The fact that that happened.
Like, wait, what happened?
You don't remember when Steven smoked or ate an edible that was like so strong that he couldn't get hard for like 3 months?
No, the best thing that happened was like with the story with his girlfriend at the time. It was like they were about to have like sex and he pulled his pants down and he wasn't hard and started crying because he wasn't hard for her.
Jared, come over to us.
That shit was hilarious.
Dude, yeah, they like that was fucking amazing.
Yes.
And then like the really religious girl that he was trying to go out with and she didn't know him at all. And she didn't know she was
I think
human.
So, yeah.
And he
yeah.
Like, he was had a whole like another persona.
Yeah, it was like having to pretend to be a really nice guy, and he's like, he would talk about how much he just wants to like destroy her. And I'm just like, what the fuck?
Yeah, Steven's Jewish. He's not even Christian.
Yeah, that too.
You stick with him, one.
No one.
Filthy
Jews, bunker, bro. No one landed over here either.
I don't know. I've been a. I don't know how I ended up in a party with Steven and his friends, but that was awful.
I was all of Steven's friends are just like terrible. Like, just
they're,
terrible.
They're
awful.
No, they're terrible. Like, genuinely awful. They're just like him.
Really?
Yes.
That doesn't surprise me at all. He's in fucking Florida. There's a lot of people like him, like, they are over there.
It's terrifying.
I mean, there's people like that everywhere, honestly.
Hey, what are you doing?
Trying to
dude,
find you.
This shit's lagging so hard.
I'm right here.
Alright, come back to my furnace and give you shit. Or can I just do that from here?
Steven's a
I
joke.
Don't know.
It's funny, because Orlando isn't even, like, the crazy part of Florida.
Bro, oh, no, you're wrong.
No, because it's, like, South Florida and then Jacksonville.
Oh, yeah, Jacksonville's fucking
no,
Jacksonville's
worse
fucking
than
crazy.
Jacksonville. No, not Jacksonville.
Absolutely
no.
Not.
Like, no.
Jacksonville
no, like,
is
between...
fucking insane.
Damn it!
No,
Jacksonville's a third world country.
No,
Jared,
Jacksonville's
this is why you don't go fuck off by yourself.
Anthony, like Panama City.
I fall asleep.
Not like Panama City Beach,
oh,
but Panama City.
You
and,
fell
like,
asleep?
The entire
Panama City was pretty
whack. The entire panhandle was pretty whack.
Yes.
Yeah,
North Florida.
The panhandle's just.
Jared,
what
like,
do you mean?
I fell asleep.
How do you mean?
Just no. What?
For real? South Florida's wild because pretty much all of it was built off of cocaine.
Yeah, South Florida's just like cooler Cali.
No, South Florida is where all the crazy people from around the world.
Well, there's two different South Floridas. There's like Miami, which is like Miami, and then there's Broward, which is like its own thing, and then there's Palm Beach, which is like a bunch of rich people.
Yeah, I'm
going Broward Beach is like
R.I.P.
Palm Beach is like really rich, and then
Broward
right next
is,
to it's like the slums.
And Broward is one of the richest places in the world.
Hi, Jared.
Broward is like, yeah, Broward's like that too. Where there's a lot of just like dangerous places, and then there's just a bunch of like just regular ass like suburbs.
Yeah, no, there'll be like multi-million-dollar houses, and then like a block away, it's just like just
no.
Wild.
Broward's not like Yeah, I guess. Yeah, to an extent. I don't know. Broward's just crazy. It's all the fucking Haitians and like Jamaicans, dude. I don't know what the fuck they're. Jamaicans are crazy, like honestly.
Do you have a response?
all the people from the Caribbean meet up with all the fucking Latin Americans, like Colombians and Venezuelans and Puerto Ricans, meet with like just like by. Recipe for